Right, let's turn our attention closer to home. You know, I received a deeply disturbing email a few days ago from one of our listeners hoping to help us put some spotlight on human trafficking. And this is something that many organizations have tried to do with us as well. So this morning, Seema Naidu, founder and executive director of Hope to Heal Foundation, joins us to discuss exactly that.
It's The Lead with Refilwe Emolato.
Only on Cape Talk.
Seema, welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. Thank you so much for joining us. Human trafficking, how big a problem is it in South Africa? And are we ignoring the scale of it?
Good morning, Refilwe, and thank you for having me. Human trafficking is a serious problem in South Africa. And I wouldn't say we are ignoring it, because I know we are working like really around the clock, but our country is non-compliant, and we have recently been downgraded by the United Nations due to non-compliance. So clearly there's not enough work being done around this field.
When you say non-compliant, Seema, what do you mean by that?
You see, the United Nations has a whole... To meet the standards of the United Nations, you have to provide facilities that accommodates human trafficking survivors, where they receive trauma-informed services and programs that rehabilitate them before they are reintegrated into society. And Hope to Heal Foundation opened the first one in South Africa. And, I mean, human trafficking has been going on for years and years and years. And we stepped in, when we found the gap, we stepped in to fill the gap. And I'm sure this could have been done a long time ago, because there's lots of money invested in our country to combat human trafficking.
So
more needs to be done.
One of the things that we often hear, particularly around this time of elections and many politicians sort of trying to make a case, they try to suggest that this is something that is possibly being... We had Herman Mashaba on the show last week, for example, and he was trying to suggest that human trafficking really fundamentally is something that comes with an African expat lens. But actually, we've had things like Utwala and the like here in South Africa for the longest time in the Eastern Cape. Is human trafficking really something that is foreign driven?
Absolutely not. Absolutely
Thank
not.
You.
Like you mentioned, Utwala, it's still happening to this day. And, you know, we're hosting this Global Action for Freedom Summit, and we're hoping that all people come to the party to be able to, even if they're not going to present, they need to contribute towards the summit, because we need to educate people out there, including parents and the community at large, to be able to, for them to identify these problems. Every community should be able to, must be responsible for each other in the community and report this mess, these crimes, especially when you say Ukutwala. It's something that's not discussed a lot or frequently enough in our country. And it's still
happening. It does still happen. Speaking of reporting, so one of the key reasons that we invited you to speak today is this new trend that seems to be happening. So a listener of ours actually mentioned that his domestic worker's 35-year-old daughter was kidnapped last week. She had sent out her CV seeking work. She's been desperate, obviously, for work. And somebody, for one reason or another, obviously got in touch with her and said, look, we've got a job for you. Told her to meet them at Tigerberg Mall. From Tigerberg Mall, which of course is the first concern one should have, at Tigerberg Mall, a black is told that someone's going to take her to the interview site. A black woman arrives and picks her up. And then she's taken and locked in. I mean, it's a harrowing story, Seema, I'm sorry. But she's taken and she's locked in a house and in a room for some 4 days and raped repeatedly. Over that period. And at the time, she also spots that there's a passport with her face and details on it, but the incorrect ID number. Now, this seems like a very well-orchestrated event.
Has the matter been reported?
It has been reported, Seema, but I want to understand, because we're not hearing this from the first time. We're hearing quite regularly that people are being lured by the desperation to find work. I'm wondering whether are they syndicate. I mean, the passport part frightened me the most, I think.
Yes, we also had cases in that instant as well. The passport case, when it comes to the passport case, meaning that person's going to be moved. You know, so they will exploit the person here in the country. Like you say, they've raped her. Firstly, I would like to ask, has she been rescued?
She has been rescued, thank goodness. And she's receiving therapy, yeah.
That's great. That's great. If she's in therapy and if she ever needs help, she must reach out to us. So fake job opportunities is one of the most common way of luring people into fake job opportunities or lucrative job offers where they can tell them that they're going to be paying the air tickets or accommodation provided with a great salary. And people are so desperate because there's thousands of people that are unemployed in South Africa and looking for employment. And they are caught up in this vicious cycle of exploitation. And bear in mind, it's just not men that are involved. The women are the forefront of all these because these women actually lure these young ladies into these fake job opportunities whereby then they are exploited not just into domestic servitude but sexual exploitation.
Sima, sorry, just for more detail, when they reported it, when her mom tried to report her missing at Guguletu Station, they said, well, she's 35 years old and she's probably just with her boyfriend, so we're not going to bother. So we've also got a real problem within the law enforcement system.
Absolutely, absolutely. I don't think so. They were not supposed to be saying that. If yes, the law is between a certain hours that, you know, you report the case. But for me, I strongly believe that time is of the essence. When you suspect something like this and you really have this feeling that there's something critical taking place, even the justice system, they must act upon it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, within that short period of time, they said, oh, no, you come back in 48 hours. Within that 48 hours, this person has moved numerous hands.
So, Sima, I think it might be that in the meantime, while we have a less than perfect justice system, we'll call out organizations like Hope to Heal Foundation for guidance. And thank you very much for the work that you do.
Thank you so much for having me.
Certainly so. Sima Naidu, founder and executive director of Hope to Heal Foundation. Human trafficking is a huge deal. If GBV in general is not really taken seriously by the police, then certainly some coordinated, syndicated actions like this will not be. And it's great to know that we've got organizations like Hope to Heal that can assist.